Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary and pre-intermediate students, and it's a little monologue called My Last Weekend. It is to practice the past simple, mainly. But you will see that in this monologue, some verbs are in the present, which are in the past, and which are in the present. Count them and listen once and again and count them. Then you can check out the web page and find the answer. Okay? Ready? My last weekend. What did I do on my last weekend? Let me think. Oh yes, I remember. My cousin George got married last Saturday. So I went to his wedding. I live in Madrid, but he got married in Toledo. So my brother picked me up and we drove to Toledo for his wedding. On Saturday, I got up very early, at 8. I had a shower and I had breakfast, some orange juice and cookies. And I went to get the wedding present. I gave them an etching by Miquel Barceló. He is a Spanish painter and my cousin and I love him. Then I walked to the hairdressers. I hate going to the hairdressers. It hurts. But it was necessary. Eek! After that, I had a sandwich and a soft drink for lunch. Then I got dressed for the wedding. I wore a beautiful blue dress, dark blue shoes, and I carried a blue handbag. Oh, and I wore an orange coat and a pair of gold earrings. My brother and I set off for Toledo at about 3. We all met at the church. I am a non-believer, but it was my cousin's wedding. Then my cousin and his fiancée got married. I'll never get married, it's a promise. I said hello to them and to our family, and I met his friends. After the wedding, we went to a restaurant. We had dinner. Everything was delicious. After dinner, we had cake and champagne too. I was full. And after that, we went to a disco. I met a very nice man called Leo. We danced all night. In the early morning, we all drove to Madrid. We had the typical early morning breakfast, chocolate con churros. Chocolate is thick hot cocoa, and churros are a kind of pastry. Then we went home. I got home at about 11 in the morning. It was fun. On Sunday, I had a quiet day. I slept until 1:30. Then I did some housework while I listened to music. I love music. In the evening, Leo phoned. We met again. We went to the cinema. The film was very good. Then I went back home because I get up very early on Monday. It was a very good weekend. I had a lot of fun. Or, I had a great time. Okay, so let's practice pronunciation. Cousin, cousin. Got married, married, married. Like worried. It is not married, okay? Married. Got married. Picked me up. This is a phrasal verb. Pick up, to pick up. But the person goes in the middle, like a sandwich, okay? My brother picked me up. Picked, the past. Picked, picked me up. Drove, drove. Wedding, wedding. I got up, the past of to get up. Compare this monologue to my daily routines, my day in the present, okay? I get up, is a habit. I got up is a past event. I got up, had a shower, had. Went, the past of to go. Gave, the past of to give. Walked. Then you have a present, I hate something. And after the verbs of likes and dislikes, hate is a verb of dislike, we use the ing to express something permanent in your life, a general like or dislike. I hate going to the hairdressers. The hairdressers is in the Saxon genitive. It's like that, okay? You can also say going to the hairdresser. That's the person. And if you say going to the hairdressers with a Saxon genitive, then that's the place, the business, the place, okay? It hurts, duele, it hurts. Was, don't say was, it's was. Had, got dressed, vesti, got dressed. The past of to set off is also set off, okay? Doesn't change. To set off, set off, set off. All the forms are the same. Met is the past of to meet. Danced, slept, to sleep, slept, pt, okay, slept. And then listened, you can do a D if you can, a D, listened, or if you can't, do a T, listened, okay, it's stronger, but it's okay. What is not okay is listened, okay, but listened or listened are okay. And phoned, to phone, okay, a D, but if not, a T, phoned. Went is the past of to go, and went back is a past of to go back. I used an expression in Spanish, and it's okay if you explain the words in English, okay? Okay, have a nice day.